more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke, in for Jane Hamden. Today in San Diego, four Wisconsin students from Badger High School in Lake Geneva will slice and dice their way through a national cooking competition. They're competing against 36 other teams who have qualified for this year's National Pro Start Invitational, sponsored by the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. Each team is challenged to prepare a gourmet three-course meal, and they're only given an hour to do it, not a second longer. WUWM's Susan Bentz motored out to get a taste of this culinary arts program's success as the state winners practiced for the national challenge.
It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and this school is quiet. It's spring break at Badger High, and while classmates and friends might be sleeping in or basking on a Florida beach, these four students are in training. Meet the team.
I'm Kendall Kelly, and I'm a senior at Badger. This is my second year competing.
I'm Mike Payne, I'm a junior, so this is my first year competing.
I'm Jessica Banyan. I'm a junior. This is also my first year competing.
I'm Clayton Miracle. I'm a senior.
Badger's culinary arts teacher, Russ Tronson, has been grooming them for months, and it's paying off. A few weeks ago, the students competed and beat 22 fellow high school teams at the state level. Now they're about to compete again, this time in San Diego. They'll face three dozen teams from other states. But first, they'll practice, and practice some more, perfecting their veal shank and lobster bisque. They slowly settle into a rhythm, organizing whisks and sauté pans. They put a pot of water on the stove to boil. At nationals, they'll only be given 1/2 hour to organize their cooking station. This is Russ Tronson.
They can divvy up the tasks of preparing the three-course meal however they want. It's been our trend the last couple of years that you have like a lead or a course captain for the starter, for the entree, or for the dessert. And then the fourth person, they're kind of a crossover person that helps execute those three dishes in whatever capacity the other three might need that person.
This is the third year in a row Badger has made it to nationals. They've had time to think about every detail, maybe too much. Tronson's fretting about the soup bowls.
They have soup bowls, but we only use like a 1 ounce portion of soup in a small little lion's head bowl is what we call it. And so now we're kind of at a loss to figure out what we're going to do with that. And so I guess they were experimenting over the weekend, maybe trying to do it in a bread bowl. That works good with cream soups, but not so much with a brothy soup, so because it's so thin. So I don't know.
This is not easy. There's a lot to it.
Every bit of the team's performance is judged, not only how the soup tastes, but how it looks. Vegetables have to be cut uniformly.
They judge you on portion control, too. They don't want to see that you have this huge
Big Mac thing.
Yeah.
Now the team organizes the vegetables and spices they'll use. Everything is individually wrapped in plastic or measured out into small covered cups.
You know, at competition, everything gets checked in coolers, and everything has to be separated. So we just go a step further. Do you really have to? No. And at nationals, they'll actually have time where they mise en place before they come up to the show floor to cook, and they'll have time to wash any produce or rewash. Basically, they want to look to see that you're applying common sense knowledge about working with food and safety and sanitation.
So every step is part of your grade.
Yeah.
Tronson says when they compete in San Diego, all they're given are two work tables and two butane burners. He'll ship 280 pounds of pots, pans, cutting boards, and he's shipping in the lobster.
How close are we?
Jessie, she's in charge of the appetizer course, is a petite blonde and very focused. At the moment, she's walking methodically around their two tables, measuring and marking.
Our tables are bigger than the tables they give us at competition. We're trying to practice in what they give us.
Tronson counts down.
Starting in five.
Just like the real deal at nationals,
four,
1 hour to create,
three,
present,
two,
and serve.
One, go. The starter course is lobster prepared three different ways. Jess will be making a soup with the lobster claw meat, and then she will be making a salad with the tail meat, and then a little sandwich with the knuckle meat. And then throughout the process, she'll be utilizing some of the shells and stuff to make her broth and whatnot. And then the entree the boys are working on over there.
It's braised veal shank with a red wine cranberry reduction sauce, accompanied by caramelized onion mashed potatoes and a medley of grilled squash and zucchini.
And then the dessert, Kendall will be making a handmade vanilla bean pasta dough.
Filled with mascarpone cheese, lemon curd, and fresh meringue. No electric gadgets here. Even the meringue is beaten by hand.
And then there'll be fresh raspberry in there. There will also be a little chocolate sauce and a raspberry coulis. And then
this team hums. They check on their time, how their classmates are doing. Russ Tronson says this team has good instincts. They proved that at the state level.
Well, we had a problem with the aioli, which is a mayonnaise, basically. And he was trying to emulsify it, and it broke. When it broke, he just took some Dijon mustard and the Tabasco and made it work. And the only comment we got from the judges was it was a little spicy. So he thought outside of the box and made it happen. That's a good instincts there. That's what you want to see out of these kids.
The classroom smells like an elegant bistro. Simmering veal blends with fresh squeezed lemon.
This is to die for, the shanks.
Closing in on the hour now, the students carefully serve up each course and carry the plates across the room for Tronson's critique. And then we eat.
Well, let your mouths do the judging here.
Senior Clayton Miracle oozes confidence.
We kicked butt today.
He competed with last year's Badger team, but this time he says it's different.
Everyone's real dedicated to it, and that's what makes us as good as we are.
What was last year like when you went to Nationals?
I didn't think we had the team chemistry that we do this year. But, I mean, we, you know, gave each other a hard time this year, but it's all in good fun. So, I mean, I think that's what we feed off of each other is everyone cutting up on each other.
The pressure is off now, but there's still a mountain of pots and pans waiting in the sink. Russ Tronson says there's nothing he'd rather do than work with these kids.
Exciting to see them take what they learned here and just sky's the limit.
Next fall, Kendall will be heading out to the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. As for Clayton, he'll study at UW-Stout. He's considering a career as a chef, or he might just go into teaching. In the meantime, the team wants to nail the national competition. Tronson says when it's their turn to step up to the butane burners in San Diego, and before he steps back to watch the spectacle, he'll remind them to rely on each other. Clayton, Kendall, Jessica, and Mike seem to have figured that part out naturally.
Russ Tronson and his Badger High School team will have to wait until tomorrow to find out if they've captured the National Culinary Prize at the ProStart Invitational in San Diego. Susan Bentz produced our feature. Next on the show, we return to where we started today with author and Wisconsin native Jeff Herbach. The character at the center of his new novel witnesses what some believe is a miracle just outside Green Bay. Stay with us. Lake Effect continues after a break.